Welcome back, everyone. No surprise, Wolf. Unfortunately, Coach has said that Joe Haden will be out again against the Green Bay Packers. And just a few other quick injury updates. Mike Mitchell, Vance McDonald, we'll see during practice if they're able to return this week as well. And Juju Smith-Schuster suffered a minor hamstring injury in the win over the Titans, so another thing to keep an eye on. But Coach talked a lot about Cody Sensabaugh, who we know is next man up, stepped in for Joe Haden. Coach said his play on Thursday against the Titans, the team that actually drafted him, played there for four seasons. He had his first pick with the Steelers. Coach said his play was above the line.
That's the mentality that we have here, but it's fortified in the play of the men. He's answered the call. Tyson Alualu has answered the call in relief of Tuitt on several occasions. Chris Hubbard has answered the call on several occasions. Those guys make that mentality real, and his contributions were significant in that area in the game.
Having the ability to make sure you get in on tackles is what a defensive guy does. I mean, it's all about running to the ball, bringing the guy down, and when you whiff, you put the pressure on the next guy over to have to make that play. And sometimes what happens, it starts to make people feel like they got to step out of their line of duty, their gaps, and make a play for somebody else. And certainly one of the things that kills you is downfield, having big plays like this and making a double whiff like that, and that's something you can't have. And certainly this is a better defense than just that one play. They are capable of making the big plays, but certainly on a play like this, at the back end, you've got to make sure you bring that man down.
All right, in terms of the Steelers' offense, Coach was asked if he felt like the offense finally clicked in the second half at the efficiency that he would like, and Coach, of course, said, nope, they're capable of more. They can do better, and I think everyone was happy they finally scored over 30 points, Wolf, but Coach said he wants to see more from them. He was also asked about are they balanced and where he wants them to be, and Coach maybe gave a better definition of what he means by a balanced offense.
When I say balance, I'm talking about capabilities, because we got to be able to ring up the scoreboard and get yards in chunks by any and every means. Sometimes we're going to step into a stadium and people are going to be committed to minimizing our passing game. And we got to take that run game when it's given to us, and vice versa.
And a perfect example was Thursday night. Coach said it was very clear the Titans and defensive coordinator Dick LeBeau did not want Le'Veon Bell to get going on the ground. So the Steelers attacked them in the air, and they did it well.
If you have any conversation with Coach LeBeau at any point in time over the years as he was defensive coordinator here, you'll always understand he'll make a point to say, you can take away one thing, and we're always going to take away the run. Take away the run, take away the run. And they saw that that's what they were doing last Thursday night. You've got to be able to pass the ball in that situation. The balance is exactly what Mike said. Balance means being able to do what you need to do. And that's what they were able to do and get the job done. Though you couldn't run the ball that much, now you got to make them pay when you got to go, by air and get the job done. And certainly it started with Seven being the guy that you think he should be and the guy that everyone thinks when he goes into the phone booth and puts on the Superman cape. And he certainly was. And that second half really shows not only is he still got it, quote unquote, and I say that laughingly because he never didn't have it, but the fact is, he can still turn it on and take a team, put them on his back, and go.
Fair to say, though, this was one of their most balanced performances of the season.
Well, balanced in the sense of...
of the Mike Tomlin definition of
balance. Yes, there's no question. And the bottom line is the end result was nice to see a mini explosion of points. And everybody's been waiting for it. Everybody's been wanting it. And so as an offense, I know you got to feel a little bit relieved because you feel like, okay, now that's a reference point. We can look back and go, if we get into another situation, all we got to do, we've done this before, we can do this. And if we have to pass our way out or run our way out, we've already got a reference for how to do it.
They've scored at least 19 points of each of the 8 wins. So obviously it doesn't just take 30. A win is a win. But, yes, that was that magic number that everyone seems to be fixated on.
And why go 30 when you can go 40?
Yeah, as was proof on Thursday night. All right, Wolf, we are officially that much closer to Thanksgiving dinner, that much closer to the Hall of Honor enshrinement happening this weekend, and also primetime game, another one at Heinz Field. So going to be busy, busy.
It's going to be busy, busy, and I'm going to be heavy, heavy by Thursday. Or heavier.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this edition of Steelers Live. Thanks so much for joining us. For Craig Wolfley, I'm Missy Matthews. We'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m.